I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
And it's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum.
He said you were involved in a racial incident.
And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, March 19th, 2021 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And it is a wild and dystopic ride. That's for sure. It's been wild and dystopic for quite a while. And no signs of abating anytime soon. So lots of strange things happening. No shortage of strange things. And the world just gets more, peculiar all the time. I appreciate Bill sending these images in the regular email here. This one says it all. I think 1%, this little image that floats around on social media from time to time, 1% control the world, 4% are their puppets, 90% are asleep, 5% know and try to wake the 90%. The 1% use the 4% to prevent the 5% from waking up the 90%. So we're going to try to wake some of the sleepy sheepies, and you know, if nothing else, it'll be a cathartic Friday. So with that, we dive in. I think what I will do is something a little kind of along the lines of the same sort of reverent thing that I've been doing lately. All of this crazy stuff going on. What we played there at the beginning, you know, Breitbart, that intro, the issue of cultural Marxism and all these crazy things. You know, Rand Paul is back in the news excoriating Anthony Fauci because Fauci keeps moving the goalposts. And as far as I can tell, Anthony Fauci seems to be in league with the devil, essentially. Reminds me of that exchange in John chapter 8 where Jesus says, you know, you are of your father, the devil. He is a liar and the father of lies. There's no truth in him. So if that's the case, thinking that someone who is kind of known for this behavior, thinking someone like that is going to change is kind of the quintessential textbook definition of insanity. So I don't think we should be surprised And I think some people might lament these days that I'm not talking about that more. Doesn't he know there's a plandemic, a scandemic? I talked about that a little bit yesterday. But, you know, there's this talk of safety and security. On the one hand, you have the planner saying, don't worry, we'll keep you safe. On the other hand, you have folks saying, you know, I don't want to be devoured by the beast, basically. So what do you do? Well, how about this? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. That sounds like a good plan for safety and security to me. It's interesting, though. You know, we are encouraged to misbehave, essentially, is kind of what it comes down to. I've talked about this plan that was really sort of launched or relaunched on May 1st, 1776, May Day. And, you know, to conquer the world, and in part by debauching societies and people, and to weaken the faith in authority and leadership and so forth, and to encourage and normalize deviant behavior and misbehavior and things like that. And, you know, you read through the Bible, this goes against God's admonition, and bad things happen as a result. And that shouldn't surprise us. And so if we're being encouraged to behave that way and bad things are happening, then, gosh, it shouldn't be surprising when we kind of know what the ground rules are. And that's how we used to raise children. I know that things are different in this brave new world now, and you're not supposed to actually raise children because, well, that's child abuse when you actually raise children. You have to leave that to the nanny state because it takes a village to raise an idiot, according to people like Hillary Clinton. So the consequences, you know, it's interesting. So Proverbs chapter 16, verse 5, for example, everyone who is proud in heart, that seems to be a thing these days. Everyone who is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Assuredly, he will not be unpunished. And that's kind of how we walk around these days in America. So no wonder there's punishment. And, you know, you skip forward in the chapter, verse 20 says, he who gives attention to the word shall find good, and blessed is he who trusts in the Lord. Well, some people might say, well, you know, that sounds like voodoo or witchcraft or whatever. Well, maybe try it and see what happens. And there are all kinds of other little admonitions. Further on in the book of Proverbs, you know, for example, man's steps are ordained by the Lord. How then can man understand his way? You know, if you don't want to stumble, maybe be good to pay attention. Man's steps are ordained by the Lord. So if you're checking in with him, and it's interesting, you know, if you're doing that. I remember Chuck Missler used to talk about the concept of eternity and how the, you know, I think it was Einstein that said the past and the future are just stubbornly persistent illusions. And he would talk about, you know, he and Nancy both would talk about how we have this opportunity moment by moment to connect with God. And, you know, similarly, Proverbs 21:2, every man's way is right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the hearts. So it's just interesting how we've been encouraged to try to depart from these kinds of maxims, if you will, and our own history in America. I mean, again, we can go back to the founding era and the kinds of things, the reverence that was expressed by our leaders back then, and even more recently, you know, even into the 20th century, it wasn't uncommon. Now, in the 21st century, it seems that technocracy has really taken root, and this scientism is the religion of the day. Science will, or pseudoscience anyway, will cure the sick, you know, make the lame walk, make the blind see, the deaf hear, the mute speak, etc. Just go to Walter Reed Hospital. But there are the Bible is replete with examples of this idea that if we just follow the rules of the road, so to speak, from this book, Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth, B-I-B-L-E, because things will happen. And where I'm going with all of this, what I want to dive into today a little bit, is there are some specifics on this. And what's interesting, you know, the Bible says, God says that his ways are not our ways. These truths are counterintuitive a lot of times, and they don't necessarily feel good. It's like anything else, you know. If you're going to learn to play golf, for example, you have to do some things that sometimes mechanically feel unnatural. It's not necessarily a natural thing, or anything for that matter. Usually, especially, you know, physical, maybe sports kind of things, most people who have achieved any level of success understand that you start by practicing things that at first feel sort of unnatural, to ingrain them so that eventually they become second nature and you make a habit out of that. And this is kind of the same thing. There are some things that we can do that are counterintuitive, and but they produce the most wonderful and remarkable that I mentioned yesterday and recently. Resurrection of Christ and the power of his resurrection. And that's an interesting concept. And I would say, I would go so far as to say, you know, I mentioned Rick Joyner's book, The Journey Begins, and he sort of touched on that in the book. If anything will get you kicked out of places these days, it's probably preaching about the power of his resurrection. And so you know, the quintessential passage on this is probably Philippians 3:10. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. What does that mean? Why? Semicolon. In order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. And so, just without getting too far off into this concept, this is where transformative things happen. And what I was going to say earlier is, I would go so far as to say, the devil is masterful at counterfeiting things, all kinds of things. I think what we're seeing in the world today is the manifestation of the boasting in Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28, you know, the concept it's expressed there, I will become like the Most High, I will ascend above the heights of heaven, this kind of thing. You know, the devil says, well, I can do that. Anything you can do, I can do better. And I think we're seeing an attempt at remaking the world. It's not just for vanity's sake. I think it correlates to what Peter wrote. I think it's 2 Peter chapter 3 about basically the singularity, you know. Can we, Kurzweil and others want to escape the fiery judgment that Peter writes about? And, you know, maybe information is, since it's massless, maybe it won't be consumed in a fire hot enough to consume the elements. So there are a lot of things that are being counterfeited, you know, and I would say in that sort of effort to do that, a lot of things that are being counterfeited. But I don't think that the resurrection of Christ and the power of his resurrection is something that can be counterfeited. And it gets right to the heart of passages like Revelation 21:5, behold, I make all things new. And it's in the Greek, it's the perfect tense. So behold, I'm continually making all things new is the concept. That's Jesus speaking. And the way I understand that, basically just by his nature, when he shows up, it's like this, it's a thing that just radiates, that changes things. And takes, you know, it reverses the entropy that we experience with this linear experience we call time. Things tend to go from a state of order to chaos. And when he shows up, it makes broken things better than new. And that, again, is the image that is depicted in the stained glass windows, for example. You take a bunch of broken colored glass. First of all, what good is colored glass? Second, when it's broken, even more, you know, what use could it possibly have? And you take these broken pieces and you assemble them to tell a story, and it's something that's a blessing that can endure throughout the ages. That is what happens when he shows up, and that's demonstrated in Revelation 21:5. That to me is, that's sort of emblematic of the power of his resurrection. And so you die to all of these things. I mean, it's something that's kind of portrayed in a fashion in movies. You know, when you watch The Matrix, for example, and in the end of the first Matrix, Neo has the experience where all of a sudden, you know, he transcends the Matrix. He can see the code and all of those kinds of things, and none of that stuff has any effect on him because he understands it's just, you know, it's not real, basically. That's kind of this, you know, without getting too weird, I'm not trying to, you know, commingle things. I'm just trying to give some kind of context. And it's an interesting thing. You know, you see the concept of the shadow of death in the Bible, for example, which I think is sort of hints at this kind of stuff. So it's as though all of the conflict, all of the chaos, all of the things that seem to hold power over us, and, you know, including sin and death and all that kind of stuff, it all falls away, which is kind of what Paul is writing here in Philippians. Whatever things were gained to me, says, those things I have counted as lost for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be lost in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them but rubbish, so that I may gain Christ. And this is the precursor to him saying that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Anyway, so forgiveness, we'll get to that. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn. It's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good.
Welcome back. Yeah, it's Friday. I'm feeling good too. So, Proverbs 19:23, the fear of the Lord leads to life. Well, who doesn't want life? So that one may sleep satisfied, untouched by evil. Man, that sounds good. Who doesn't want that? Proverbs 20:22, And this concept is, you know, again, mentioned over and over in the Bible, do not repay evil for evil, or do not repay evil for good. This kind of thing. So Proverbs 20:22, do not say, I will repay evil. Wait for the Lord and he will save you. That's interesting. Paul said, echoed that sentiment, you know. Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord, is how it's expressed there. So, you know, similarly, Proverbs 17:13, he who returns evil for good, evil will not depart from his house. That's bad. Next verse, the beginning of strife is like letting out water. Have you ever busted, you know, the big, maybe like a redneck hot tub or the old, you know, above ground pool, the round thing, you ever start letting the water out? What happens? All of a sudden, it's just a deluge and you can't stop it, right? The beginning of strife is like letting out water. So abandon the quarrel before it breaks out. And these are, you know, these are wise sayings, but if you really want to, you know, we can try to pursue these things in our own strength, and it's virtually impossible because it's so counterintuitive. It runs so contrary to our nature that you will at some point find it an exercise in futility. It'll be so frustrating. You know, I just can't do this in my own strength. Many people have tried. I mean, unless you're going to be a Buddhist monk, and then, you know, how well is the Buddhist monk going to survive downtown, you know, 40 hours a week, you know, if he's not up on the mountaintop somewhere? I think it's difficult. So how do you do this? How do you manage to have this sort of transcendent experience where, you know what, all of this stuff, whatever, not worried about it? And it really comes back to this idea that Paul was expressing in Philippians, the, you know, Philippians 3:10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. Why? In order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. And this is a thing where basically he has expressed this in different places repeatedly, but it's such a transcendent experience that none of this stuff means anything. You know, we think all of this stuff is what matters. And if you can get to that, and he says in Philippians 3:12, not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect, but I press on so that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus. So this, you know, in this existence, if you will, it's something to pursue and to strive for, but it's that, you know, the power of his resurrection that is the transformative force that makes these kinds of things effortless, if you will. And so how do you get to that? Well, an essential component of that is, you know, if you have been wronged, and who hasn't been wronged, or if you've wronged someone else, if there have been wrongs committed by you, against you, forgiveness is an essential part of that. And so Daryl and Tracy Strawberry wrote a book, The Imperfect Marriage. They gave an entire chapter to the concept of forgiveness, free to forgive, because it's such an important concept. And so I'll talk about that a little bit in today's broadcast. Forgiveness, what a transformative force that would be if we would employ it, and how it would change not only the lives of others, but our own as well. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. Bottom of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Friday, March 19th, 2021. Forgiveness is an important subject. It can put us in touch with a power unlike any other in this world, and to do transformative things, not only in our lives, but in the lives of others. You know, if we want to change the world, this isn't a bad place to start. So how does that work? We'll get into that in a second. First, let's go to the phones real quick and grab Fred in Iowa. Fred, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, you got Fred. You Good hear morning. Me okay?
Good morning.
Good morning. I wrote down some crib notes. I'm kind of under the weather. Fourth Commandment, name, title, territory. But anyhow, as usual, in the first 30 minutes of your show, you just hit everything. And when you mentioned the 1% of the people that control the world and the 4% that are employed by them to brainwash the people, and the 5% that have knowledge of the Bible have to combat the 4% to save the 90%. People are waking up, and God has to give the truth information in the last days, and for this reason, that anybody can claim ignorance, but that requires effort, and that requires knowledge, and that requires studying the Bible as an individual yourself. Forgiveness, you've hit a very important thing. And when I, for quite a long time here, but especially in the last 3 months, forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
I have become aware of the awful, horrid things I have done in my life. And if I can't forgive others, and I have this attitude, and it's hard to fight, that it's a war of good against evil. And I'm so acutely aware of evil and the inhumanity of man toward man. And it just it makes me angry and want to do harm. But forgiveness, go back to that. I have become aware of the awful things that I have done in my own life. Now, a great deal of them have been through ignorance. But then, shamefully, a lot of it, I can't claim ignorance on all of them. So if I can't forgive my brother or my sister, I will not be given mercy and forgiveness.
Right.
And in the end days, I don't want mercy. I mean, I don't want justice. God. I want mercy.
Yeah.
And if I'm not merciful toward others, my God, that shuts my mercy off from the Creator.
Yeah.
And, I wrote down crib notes. I could go on here forever. But what I have learned, and I'm on the Internet, and I'm all over the Internet. A lot of downloads. And my eyesight is getting pretty bad. But I'm becoming aware of the terrible evil that's happening in this world, that it can just really affect you terribly. But you have to trust in the Creator, Christ, God, and have the faith. And for faith, you have to study the Word yourself. Now, it is great if you get help with studying the Word, but it is so difficult to get the truth in a Protestant church. And I will die a Protestant, give my life. I'm not condemning the Protestant. I'm sure not with the Catholics at all, and other religions. But don't try to make your study of the Bible what you want to hear and what you want to believe. Because anything you study, a verse that you could use, or a few verses you could use to corroborate your beliefs and what you think, and you could discuss or argue these points with others. But it takes the whole Bible to understand. And that takes work and effort. And I've brought up the first thing is fourth commandment, name, title, territory. In the Ten Commandments, that is the fourth commandment. And the beast is mark of authority. That's the fourth commandment is God's authority. And the beast of Revelation, its mark of authority, and he says, papal system, that our mark of authority is we change the Sabbath from the seventh day to the first day of the week. And they tell you that. Well, God does not change, you can't change his laws. But I know this bothers a lot of people, and it bothers you. That doesn't mean you have to be hung up on this, but it's extremely important. But if you don't know who the beast of Revelation is, how in the hell can you keep from taking his mark? And people just laugh it off or think it's negligible. And it means life. Now, we cannot do anything in ourselves. It's only guided through the Holy Spirit. And God come to earth to save the sinner. He died for our sins. In other words, he died for the sins that I committed, a just man, that I could have his truth and everlasting life that I do not deserve. I'm not going to yap on here. People are waking up, and it is painful to me that it takes so much time. And I believe with all my heart and mind and the intellect I may possess and my faith and trust in Jesus Christ. All of these are a factor. And I have discovered, especially when I was mentioning forgiveness, the awful things I have done. That I have got to forgive others, because you do not know who is going to change. In other words, make that 180-degree turn, not a 360-degree turn, and maintain the same direction. But this is how it's going in my life, and but to be on the positive side. The truth is getting out.
But yep. we're gonna put some more of that out right now, actually. So I'm gonna get back on track real quick. I appreciate the call, Fred.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Bye bye. Have a good day.
All right, thank you. We're gonna put some of that truth out. Forgiveness is an interesting thing, and it gets right to the heart of a number of things. You know, as far as just a couple of points real quick. It doesn't bother me, but I've mentioned Romans 14 every time the subject of days comes up, specifically addressed, and it really does tie back to the power of his resurrection and the transformative, transcendent nature of it. Romans 14:5, one person regards one day above another, another regards every day alike. Each person must be fully convinced in his own mind. That's not to thwart God's laws, as he doesn't change his character and nature, like Fred said. But what is happening here? Colossians 2:16, similarly, therefore no one is to act as your judge in regard to food or drink or in respect to festival or new moon or Sabbath day, things which are a mere shadow of what is to come, but the substance belongs to Christ. This sort of gets to the heart of the matter. And, you know, if, you know, speaking of judgment and sort of tying this together, in James chapter 2, James says, if, however, you are fulfilling the royal law, according to the scripture, what is the royal law? You shall love your neighbor as yourself. You are doing well. But if you show partiality, or you are committing sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. For whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles in one point, he has become guilty of all. And he goes through examples in verse 11, and then he's in verse 12, it continues, so speak and so act as those who are to be judged by the law of liberty, the royal law, the law of liberty. And so what is that? You know, to sort of bring it full circle, speaking of judgment and mercy, for judgment will be merciless to one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. And this gets back to forgiveness. So we'll get to that in a second. For now, let's go back to the phones. Brad in Massachusetts, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Oh, Chris, thank you very much. I think you can have a little, you're doing the Daniel 12:3 thing, I think, with the seismic shift, as you said, you know, they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament.
Right on.
It's fantastic. So, can we, like, I forget what verse it is, but like, we're cleansed of all, we must be cleansed of all the filthiness of the flesh and spirit. Ultimately, as far as forgiveness would be paramount to that, right? If I don't, because then in Proverbs 15:8, the prayer of the upright is his delight. Proverbs 15:29, he heareth the prayer of the righteous. Two Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear them from heaven, and I will forgive their sins and heal their land. Thank you.
Exactly.
Thank you, Chris, so much. I just wanted to jump in on that Proverbs thing that you started with.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Have a blessed day.
Thanks, Brad. Much appreciated.
You're welcome.
You as well. Appreciate the call. You know, and so again, you know, forgiveness is it's an interesting thing. You know, how do you avail yourself to those kinds of things? You know, what Brad just mentioned, what Fred was talking about, and forgiveness is an essential part of that. And basically, in simple terms, in simplest terms, in this context, the biblical context, basically God says, you know, how can you be forgiven if you won't forgive? And if you are not forgiven, then you will not be, know the power of his, you will not know him and the power of his resurrection, basically. So forgiveness is a vital and essential component. And so without, you know, belaboring it too much, I guess we're running out of time in this segment here, but I really want to get to Daryl and Tracy Strawberry's book. I guess maybe I'll say a couple words about that. But forgiveness is an interesting thing. You know, you read about this in the Bible, and again, you know, the concept is, how can you be forgiven if you won't forgive? You know, whether it's forgiving other people or ourselves or both, we have to do that. So, I will come back to that in a second from the book. Like I said, Imperfect Marriage, chapter 4 is titled Free to Forgive. What does that mean? Well, we'll get to that. Daryl Strawberry is pretty well-known guy in baseball circles, certainly a celebrity, very talented, very accomplished baseball player, and was also, I would say, known kind of at the height of his career for his extracurricular exploits as much as anything. And you don't hear a whole lot in mainstream press about him these days. I wonder why not, because he's a guy, I would say, who has turned his life around. He and his wife, Tracy, seem to be doing great. And why wouldn't we all want to, I don't know, have better marriages and better lives and peace and stability and joy, those kinds of things? Kind of interesting. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour, forgiveness. We'll get to that in a second. First, let's go back to the phones. Pat in Texas, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, Chris.
Morning.
Good morning.
you were talking about one that says love your neighbor as yourself. Wasn't there a caveat on that? Because then they said, well, who is my neighbor? And he told the story of the Good Samaritan who helped out the guy who's left to die along the road. Mm-hmm. And so that's the neighbor. It's not the guy who lives next door to you. It's the guy who helps out people. No?
Interesting.
I don't know. I thought everybody did that because one time it says, if you call your brother a fool, you're guilty of murder or whatever. Then I was looking at a whole chapter of God calling people fools.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, he can because he knows, but
yeah.
We shouldn't throw that word around either. But I just thought I'd say that. I mean, maybe I'm not thinking right. I've already had a real busy day. I'm not thinking, so I just thought I'd throw it in. I'll let you go. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, that's the Good Samaritan is Luke 10:25 through 37, and it is an interesting parable. So in the NASB, the 2020 NASB, right? The new one. Behold, a lawyer stood up and put him to the test, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said to him, What is written in the law? How does it read to you? And he answered, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live. But wanting to justify himself, he said to Jesus, And who is my neighbor? To Pat's point. So Jesus replied and said, A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he encountered robbers, and they stripped him and beat him and went away, leaving him half dead. And by coincidence, a priest was going down on that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite also, and he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan who was on a journey came upon him, and when he saw him, he felt compassion and came to him and bandaged up his wounds, pouring oil and wine on them. And he put him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him. On the next day, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper and said, Take care of him, and whatever more you spend when I return, I will repay you. So then he says, Which of these 3 do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell into the robber's hands? And he said, The one who showed compassion to him. Then Jesus said to him, Go and do the same. Thanks for that, Pat. That'll do it for the first hour. Second hour coming up, we'll talk about forgiveness. Stick around. I'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.